Living the Good Life. Cigar Dave. Saturday nights, 6 to 8. News Talk 790 KFYO.
Chad Hastie Show, News Talk 790 KFYO. If you're on hold, you have to stay where you are, because right now, you have to talk with our good friend who's back for another season, Stephen Orr, West Texas Friday Night Scoreboard Show. How's it going?
Fast and furious, Chad, as we try to put together schedules and get everything ready for our 15th year of the West Texas Friday Night Scoreboard Show.
Wow, that's a lot.
It's a busy time. You know, everybody's playing, a lot of people playing their final scrimmages tonight, tomorrow night, and then next Friday night on the 29th, kickoff begins, and it's a great year. A lot of changes this year from UIL. Some of them, I think, really are superficial, but then we also did a realignment. One thing, there's no more six-man football, per se. They've changed the classification 6A down to six-man's now referred to simply as 1A. And that's all fine and good, except for when you try to talk about this, and especially me, 6A football, and then you had teams moving classifications as well, like Floyd Data here where we are. We actually went down a classification, but we remain in 2A because of renaming. So
so you're in 2A, but not the same 2A you were in last year.
2A, but not the same 2A as last year.
Because you can't go down to 1A.
Because you can't go down to 1A unless we go down to six-man football, which we're not quite there yet, but... and then, man, we have some travel situations that are really boggle the mind. Shallow water is one that you look at. They are in a district with Tornillo.
Where is that?
Down on the Rio Grande. It's like 380 miles.
That makes absolutely no sense.
But Tornillo doesn't have anybody around to play, so they're in the district up here. So every other year, people get to make a roadie. Andrews. You're familiar with Andrews.
Absolutely.
They're in a district with Clint Mountain View, San Elizario, and Fabens. Their closest district football game that they'll drive to is 278 miles.
Wow. That is nuts.
So interesting stuff there. Increase the travel budget. But then you look at the big schools in 6A. Lubbock Monterey actually steps back up, and they're in that top classification again. Also, Friendship makes the jump up into the big school. Now you've got that District 2 6A, which is Amarillo High School, Amarillo Tascosa. Amarillo High moves back up as well. Coronado, Monterey, and Friendship. So that's a really neat district there, and kind of back to how it used to be many years ago. Then you go down into District 3, Abilene, Midland, Lee, Midland, Odessa, Odessa Permian, and San Angelo Central. San Angelo Central now finally gets to stick close to home. You know, they've been doing that Road Warrior deal for about 10 years,
Yeah. Playing
the Amarillo schools, and so they're going to be excited about that. You drop down into 5A, and Lubbock High is there at 5A. Lubbock Cooper steps up a classification. Now you've got Abilene Cooper, Lubbock High, Lubbock Cooper, Plainview, and San Angelo Lakeview in a district. And it'll be interesting to see how the Pirates do as they step up a classification, but they certainly were good last year, and I expect them to be a competitor in that district, even though it's a step higher this year.
Very interesting. Lots of changes there. Was there any good reason at all to change six man to 1A, or was it just because they wanted to?
There's been a lot of talk about going to a 6A classification to get the super schools, the Metroplex, you know, the San Antonio, Dallas,
Yeah. And
to kind of try to make it where those big schools would be in that area, and they're like, we're never doing that, and then they come out with this deal. I don't see that it's really a change other than they've changed a bunch of names. But I'm not sure.
They're just going to confuse you.
I don't want to understand. Well, the other thing they did, and if you've listened to the scoreboard show at all, one thing that Tony and I have ranted about for years, and we're going to take credit for changing this, is why did we have week zero?
Yeah.
Well, they've done away with week zero.
Good.
There is no week zero. It's now week one through week 11.
Yeah, that never made any sense.
There are people getting paid good salaries to make these hard decisions for you and I.
Do we need week zero? Should we keep week zero or just call it week one because it's week one?
And so, you know, that's something that's been a soapbox issue of ours for years. And so we're prepared to step up and take credit for making a significant change in Texas high school football. Now, a significant change actually in the rules and the way the games are going to be played this year. The 25-second clock has now been changed to 40. And what happened in the past, when the official spotted the ball, they would start the 25-second clock. Now, as soon as the play is ruled dead, they're going to start a 40-second clock.
Oh, wow.
So it actually is going to speed up the pace of play.
I like that.
So that's going to be an interesting, I think it's, you know, where we've got teams maybe that have been relying a little bit on when that official spots the ball to set their tempo and stuff, that might cause them some problems early on. It'll be interesting to see, but that's a significant, actually a real significant change going into the new year.
Absolutely. We're visiting with Stephen Orr, West Texas Friday Night Scoreboard Show, and of course it airs on our sister station, 1340 The Fan, 10 p.m. to midnight. Stephen, tell folks what they can expect during that time besides you two changing the rules.
Well, besides us changing the rules, and we're going to have we'll cover about 350 teams this year. Any Friday night, we're going to have between 175 and 190 games on the board. We also get call-ins from stadiums all across West Texas with guys that were at the games, giving us the highlights and what's going on. And then one of my favorites, the fastest 8 minutes on the radio. That's where we spend 8 minutes. We go through the entire board, and it averages one score every 2.5 seconds.
Wow.
And I'm a little out of breath when it's over, but it's great fun. We also love one of our favorite parts that actually doesn't make it on air is when that fan calls from the stadium, and you can hear people going nuts, and they're giving us that score because their team just pulled out the close one or whatever. And we'll take anywhere from 350 to 400 phone calls on Friday night from fans all across West Texas getting us those scores, and we couldn't do it without them. It's just a ton of fun and something that I can't believe we've been doing it for 15 years, but been a short 15 years.
Yeah. Stephen Orr, thanks for coming on today, and we're going to be visiting with you throughout the football season and talking about six man, which is now 1A, and I'll probably still call it six man. So,
You know, six man football, I'll tell everybody right now, and I've said it many times, on your team's open week or when you have a week you don't have anything to do, find a six man game, go watch it. It is awesome. It's the most entertaining football you can watch.
Absolutely. Stephen Orr, West Texas Friday Night Scoreboard Show, 15 years. You can hear it on our sister station, 1340 The Fan, starting next week on week one.
Thank you, Chad.
Thank you very much. Stephen, we'll talk to you next week.
You bet.
All right. We'll go ahead. Let's take the break when we come back. Those of you who are on hold, we will get to you when we come back.